heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The International Culinary Center is turning 30, and we want to celebrate. We're offering a peek behind the curtain of the ICC and some of their esteemed alumni. This episode's featured graduate, Dan Silverman. Dan attended Vassar College, originally intending to pursue a career in publishing after receiving a degree in English literature. However, he ended up enrolling in the International Culinary Center, then known as the French Culinary Institute, to pursue culinary arts. Before even graduating from the six-month program, Dan secured a job working for David Boulay, a position that shocked him into the world of being a chef. In episode 30 of Chef's Story, Dan talks about the most important things he took away from culinary school, as well as how school is so different from the working world of a chef.
If you're smart, you use school to figure out the wealth of things that you don't know that you need to learn. School is great because it offers you, you know, it offers you a great introduction to a lot of facets of whatever it is that you're going to school for. If it's cooking school, you get to see a bunch of potential avenues to explore, but the important part is to come out of it and get a job somewhere, and that's where the real learning, I think, begins. Landing in that kitchen with David Boulay was an enormous challenge, and coming out of school, having devoured cookbooks and been in school, I thought I had some skills, and then to go into that kitchen and to realize that I had no skills was an eye opener. I mean, it was great. It was a challenge, and I was really terrible for, you know, the first few months. I would go home every day and think, my God, I suck. I think that, you know, again, school shows you, you know, school shows you a lot of things, but once you begin your journey, you know, like once you've been shown how to do something, that doesn't mean that you know how to do it. Cooking is learning from your mistakes. I mean, you need to make mistakes. You need to do the same thing over and over again to see how products work. Throughout the course of the year, those products change. You know, we can look at tomatoes over the course of, over their season, you know, and they just, as the season progresses, tomatoes become riper and riper. You know, some years there's more rain, so they become water balloons. Some years it's really dry and they're just sweet and concentrated. Working with the products throughout a season, you get to see those changes and you get to drive that product through whatever preparations you make, and you learn about the products. And, you know, what works one day might not work the next day because the product might have changed in some way. And you need to know that. And the only way you can know that or learn that is by making those mistakes and then figuring out how to drive it.
For more from Dan Silverman, check out episode 70 of Chef Story, which airs live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on theheritageradionetwork.org. Check out more episodes of Chef Story in our archives on iTunes or Stitcher. Happy birthday, ICC. Here's to another 30 years of influencing food and drink around the world. For theheritageradionetwork.org, I'm Evan DeVito. The song used in this piece is Bombay by Space Ghost.